Good morning, SEC. Oh, man. Wakey, wakey, eggs and bakey. Cousins are filing in here. Awesome, awesome. Good to see ya. Hey, 17 days. 17 days away from SEC football, but who's counting? Just remember to put in the notes who your favorite player to wear number 17 was or is. Oh, my gosh. Here we go. Everybody's filing in right on time. Man, we got a good show for you. I think the hot topic, obviously, this weekend, John Gruden making an appearance down there at the University of Georgia, making some interesting comments, getting everybody fired up, got me thinking if he were to join the SEC, which program would be perfect fit for Mr. Gruden? I will say this as well. Well, before we get started, because Tennessee legend up in here, come on, the absolute legends here. I want to remind the cousins who keeps the lights on here. We got MyBookie, promo code SCC right now. You'll get 100% deposit match guaranteed. You know, this is that time of the year. I keep telling you, this is the time that you want to get involved with this. This is the time you want to get some of those early season bets in. We talked about over-unders yesterday with Mike Sunday night. And I'm telling you, these numbers change quickly after week one. So if you feel like you got some inside trading, some message board info, and you're like, hey, let's go ahead, this is the time to do it with MyBookie. And let's not forget the true legends, Tennessee Legend Distillery. Let me tell you a little something about these guys. I'm gonna be there Friday. We're doing a paint and sip 7 o'clock. That's right. Wife has got me talked into it. We're going to have a good time over there with the boys and girls. so if you're up there, you don't have to paint and sip. If you just want to do some moonshine tasting, if you want to do some bourbon tasting, this is a great time to do it. We'll be there. Plan on bringing some gear to give out as well. So look forward to seeing everybody that can make it to Tennessee Legend Distillery. Oh, my goodness. What a freaking weekend we had. Huh? What a freaking weekend. And I, don't get me wrong, I love weekends. And I'm going to love them even more here in a couple, two weeks to be exact. But man, it feels like idle hands get you in trouble. We had us a couple of arrests over the weekend. Let's talk about those real quick. First off, let's go to Tennessee. We're back, baby. Tennessee wide receiver Chris Braswell arrested on charges of driving on a suspended license. Basically, he was going 60 and a 35 and found out he had some unpaid tickets. So that's how his license got suspended. So Tennessee getting arrested, it feels like the 90s. JT Lindsey. Now, this is a crazy story, and we could probably spend 30 minutes talking about this one. LSU freshman running back JT Lindsey turns himself over to the University of Police, charged of accessory after the fact. His defense lawyer, Chris Parrott, says Lindsey was unaware the two individuals staying with him in the dorm were wanted for murder. So I wasn't there. I don't know the inside, but it seems like you kind of know who's in there in the dorm room with you, but innocent until proven guilty. We also got the troll award. Going to start doing this every day. Best troll. If you see one online, you say, hey, this is hilarious, I want this included in the show, please send it to me. Troll award goes to Cousin Tarek. SEC numbers guys posted, Kyle Field is the biggest stadium in the SEC with capacity of 102,733. Arguably no more hostile place to play in the country than a night game at Texas A&M. And what does Tarek say? It's so hard to win there that Texas A&M can barely do it. So there goes the troll award. Let's see here. Come on, Cousins filing in. John is going to Arkansas. Can't wait to think of a better place. You know, that's right. I'm over here in South Carolina. Was here last year with my son apologizing to coach after I said he'd be the first one fired. And I am no longer saying that. I'm not saying that because he came over to the booth. I am telling you right now that they got themselves a hell of a coach. So, all right, let's get into it. Quarterbacks. Quarterbacks seem to be the theme here, right? We got a lot of camps not knowing who's the quarterback. We got a lot of camps that are excited about their quarterbacks. We got some injured quarterbacks. Was a hot, hot topic. Let's see if Mizzou finally figured out who's going
to
be quarterback.
There at the end of the game, Sam gave his group a chance to tie it with a field goal, and the field goal didn't convert. But then right there, Bo took him down and scored a touchdown. So it was a good job by both quarterbacks. You know, was really looking to see if we had some separation today, and I honestly just didn't see it. They're both playing really good football right now. So we'll go into next week and keep the battle going.
Well, quarterback competition. It's also happening over in.
I'm not naming a starter today. All right. But all three of those guys have shown some really good characteristics of doing some special things with the ball, also managing the game, eliminating negatives. And there's some things that, each of them and collectively as a group, we got to get better at. And that's always the nature of it at this point in training camp.
Now, again, I'm hearing we've got a competition in Kentucky, a competition in Alabama, a competition in Georgia. You know, they're telling me all these places where the quarterback race is thick. But I think those two right there are really leading the pack. You know, he's not leading the pack, though. The Florida Gators, they know exactly who they want to be quarterback, but is he healthy?
Was it to see DJ go out there and throw in the practice setting after all that he navigated throughout the offseason the other day?
Yeah, I mean, I think it was good for you guys to see him. I think you guys are probably a little more relieved than anybody else. We've been watching the guy work all summer. Obviously had a little bit of a setback with the calf, but I think he's on the right track. And, you know, he threw in public the other day, and everybody's all excited about that, but the guy's been working hard all summer, and certainly hopefully we can get him, you know, he'll be able to do more and more as we go here day to day.
I'm going back and forth, and this is the thing about Billy. I don't think he lies to us, you know, but he also did talk about in an earlier press, you know, that we got to be prepared with two quarterbacks, and I don't know if that's coach speak or what, but yeah, he is right. Seeing those soft passes, DJ looked good. And if DJ comes out here healthy, Florida Gators may be my biggest miss. All right. I think I owe them like three bets right now, and kind of hedging those bets on DJ making the full season. But if he does, I think there's a real good shot that Florida Gators could. I don't know when go to a college football playoff or anything like that, but I do think that bar is substantially raised, which, again, not hard-hitting analysis, saying the starting quarterback being healthy, good things are going to happen. But that's just kind of where I'm at. I'm hedging my bets based on conversations I've heard from people around the situation that they're not 100% sure he can make it the full season. So, but you know who can make it the full season? That's quarterback Arch Manning on fire. Him and Ryan Wingo, the dynamic duo, connected for three touchdowns. One of these was a red zone touchdown. I'll tell you what, momentum picking up on that Heisman race already down there in camp. Not the only Texas quarterback to make our screens this weekend, however. Mr. Ewers had an opportunity to play a little preseason game. How'd that turn out? Quinn Ewers in his first preseason action, 5 of 18 passing, 91 yards, and 2 fumbles lost. I mean, we're going to be saying it, right? If Arch comes out here and lights the world on fire, we're going to look back at that 2024 season, and we're going to say, why? Why did we do this? Why did we run with this? I'm curious, you know. I mean, I already have that There was a couple of games, especially late in the year, I wondered why we didn't see more of Arch Manning. And I know this is camp against defense that's probably light, and this is the NFL. It's two different things, but we will constantly be comparing these two quarterbacks till the end of time, okay? Now, before we get to coaches, because that's obviously the hot topic, there's a couple guys talking about coming back. Of course, we got John Gruden, and I've got a clip here for Jimbo Fisher. But you know who doesn't get enough love? Kickers. Cam Little.
That's a 70.
Cam Little with a 70-yard field goal is unreal from the 40-yard line. Do you? I mean, 70 yards. Think about that. I gotta take a break halfway through there. I would need a stool to sit on or a cigarette back in the day. You know, I would need a. That's a long, long ways to kick a field goal. Would have been a record if it were in the regular season game. The regular season record is 66. Mr. Tucker owns that one. But damn, and this is in Florida. This is, you know, sea level. You put his ass in Colorado, I mean, if they're on the 20-yard line, there's a chance I think Cam Little can make that damn thing. So congratulations on that. That was just unreal. Couldn't believe I saw that. But you know what else I wasn't expecting to see, came across it, Jimbo Fisher. Wonderful interview. This is Trials to Triumph. If you've not seen this YouTube channel, it's fantastic. And Jimbo really kind of opened up here, talked about coaching, talked about some of his past. But this was, for me, the most interesting nugget that I heard during the interview.
People have asked me that, and I've enjoyed my time with my family because your family does. But I always tried to include my family. Remember, I took the kids, yeah. And we always had them at practices, and they were like part of the team. Mm-hmm. They were in the locker rooms and doing all that. But to answer your question, if the right situation comes along and it's right, I'm still 59. I'm still in great shape. Mm-hmm. I'm healthy. You know, have had success everywhere we've ever been. We know at the end at A&M, it's unfortunate, but we also had the highest ranked team they ever had there in 2020. Yeah, that's the last one they've had in 30. Yeah. Well, we our quarterbacks got hurt. We play with first team and third team, and not only did they have to play good, it's just hard to get play calling and get guys around, and we play with a little inconsistency, and we didn't pan out like we needed to. But I still, the way the game is, and yes, I still do, because I still love it. I never thought it would have been a job, and mm-hmm. I loved it, and I think the right, you know, be able to do it, I would. I mean, I've been fortunate. I've won 72% of my games, won 80% of my playoff games, been fortunate to win a national championship as a head coach, as assistant, but so many relationships. I miss the relationships and the players. Yeah. But to ask you that, yeah, I would be very interested in still doing it, because I think I still got a lot to give, and I'd like to get back out there. I really would.
Wants back in, huh? Wants back in. I don't know if the SEC is the move. But I definitely expect to see Jimbo next year, for sure the year after. But you know who shows up every day? Cousin JR. That's right. Cousin JR, appreciate you gifting a membership to Dan Saul 4294. Dan, welcome to the family, courtesy promo code JR. All right. Appreciate you, cuz. Really, I do. And I got to thinking, you know, I mean, truthfully, if we're being honest with each other, this is the success that we talk about when we talk about Jimbo. Everybody goes back to this Florida State team. In fact, that's why he's down there, Mr. Stevenson there. And there were some phenomenal years at Florida State. There's a reason Texas A&M wanted this guy, right? I mean, some argue that 2013 Florida State team he put together was the most talented football team ever assembled. Now, I'm not saying that. I do think I like the Miami, the 01 Miami team. I think of some of the Alabama 20, you know, there has 2019 LSU. There have been some dominant teams, but you can make the case that Jimbo went out there and assembled one of the definitely the greatest team ever for Florida State, right? And we expected that when he went down to Texas A&M. And you look at these numbers, 9-4, 8-5. Hell, the COVID year, 9-1, 8-4, which is, again, this is when the wheels started falling off. Now, I think there has to be a time, right? We do this. I see it with Gus Malzahn now. It's like it gets further and further away. We think about maybe how good we had it. And I'm not saying Texas A&M had it good, but I am saying that there are several teams in this conference I think would love to have Jimbo as their coach. I don't know, man. I don't know if he comes back in the SEC. And maybe just, you know, when I think of coaching, honestly, it's funny to me because we put so much stock in wins and losses. But I really feel like it's just getting a good group of kids together at the same time. It's almost luck, right? We talk about how good that 2013 Florida State team is. But, you know, if you can assemble that on a roster like the 2019 LSU Tigers, it launches Coach O's career, right? Later, he's fired because he can't maintain that. So it's funny to me just because it boils down to recruiting. And Jimbo, say what you want, can absolutely recruit. Just had trouble developing, had trouble putting this shit together. But that's not the coach that we want to talk about today. The coach that made some interesting comments was none other than John Gruden down here at the Georgia Bulldog facility. Is he coming back?
Before I get to the tape, the only reason I really came here is I want to coach again. I'm being honest with you. I do not bullshit either. I want to coach again. I'd die to coach in the SEC. I would love it. I would fucking love it.
And this was awesome. I ain't going to lie. I got fired up. He went on to talk about them Georgia Bulldogs, saying it would be a dream of him to go down there to Athens between the hedges and get a win. That's a dream. And if you look at everybody that's got them on the schedule, everybody other than Georgia, that's their goal. That's their dream, is to go there and get a win. But then he turns around and says, you need to be the nightmare. And I definitely agree with that on the coaching aspect. But the more important thing here, in my opinion, is coaches basically putting out there, I'd like to come back. So what I did is I put together a nice little list from least likely to most likely to have John Gruden as their coach next year. And I think at the bottom of that list, if you're asking yourself, would be Georgia. I mean, he's down there, but Kirby Smart ain't going anywhere anytime soon. No, I feel like this would, I mean, even though he looks good in a Georgia coaching gear, I just do not see it happening. I do not see it happening in South Carolina, where I currently am right now. Again, you just gave your coach an extension. I really think that, you know, Shane Beamer has an opportunity to do, I probably shouldn't mention Coach Stoops, but kind of like Kirby, just I see longevity there. I see him at SEC Media Days 10 years from now. I really do. And so no opportunity, no open space. I don't think John Gruden's taking it. I don't think he's getting the Alabama job either, even though I think he would love it. Because I think also you've got to ask yourself, all right, so John had some up and downs, obviously, in the NFL. He's also had a lot of success. But making this jump to college football, it feels like it's got to be right, don't it? It feels like not just the money. I don't think it's just about the money with John Gruden. At this time in his life, I feel like he wants to make sure it's the right opportunity. It's an opportunity he can come in and be successful. Alabama absolutely can be successful. Unfortunately, they've got their guy. And I don't even know if Alabama had the opportunity, they would bring him, because there's also, he's kind of those fringe. I'm not comparing him to Deion Sanders or Lane Kiffin when he left FAU or even Hugh Freeze down there in Auburn. You know, those were some hires that some teams just never would make, right? And I don't think Bama would kind of get out of that wheelhouse. So, yeah, not going to happen. Texas A&M, not going to happen either. I feel like if this would have happened, you know, after they fired Jimbo, the last guy we just talked about, very possible, right? I maybe he had the opportunity. Who knows? You never know how these coaches get together and talk, but I think that would have been awesome for John. I think it would have been awesome for the fan base. And, you know, there's some folks, they're kind of out on John Gruden, you know. They just don't – they think he's washed up. He's a has-been, blah, blah, blah. You know, I think in college football, now that NIL's here and, you know, he doesn't have to just focus on – like, I feel like a place like Texas A&M, you're always going to have kind of the upper hand when it comes to recruiting. But that's what he is. He's a lightning rod, man. He will go in there. He will galvanize that program. He will make it exciting. The fan base will go absolutely nuts when he shows up. They will recruit at an all-time high. You know, I just said I wouldn't compare him, but you go over here to Colorado and you're watching, you know, what Deion's done. Now, his recruiting class hasn't been great, but his transfer portal class sure has. Last 3 years, I think he had 119, one number one, one top 10. I mean, that's what a coach like Gruden would bring, is immediate success. So if you want to rebuild, take the long round, kind of like what Billy Napier's doing down there in Florida, there's coaches like that. But I feel like a guy like – I just feel like John would have you relevant in one offseason. So it's not going to Mizzou, not going to Texas, even though he looks good there in the Longhorn outfit. The reason Texas is higher than some of these other teams, devil's advocate, what if Sarkisian goes to the NFL? I mean, they got to replace him with someone, right? John Gruden would be a good fit. I think it would be fun watching him and, what's his face on the – what's that? Matthew McConaughey on the sideline. Oh, my gosh, you couldn't separate them. Talk about bro love, bromance. That's what would be happening on the sideline. Now, Vanderbilt, this one's an interesting one for me. And you're saying, Shane, they shouldn't be this high because they can't afford it, right? Vanderbilt never has nice things. Well, they just finished – or they're in the process of finishing a stadium remodel, right? They got money. Don't think Vanderbilt ain't got money, all right? They just don't want to spend it. But, man, what if they did? What if they spent the damn money? And this is the thing. I was up all night thinking about this, right? So Vanderbilt does this stadium remodel, all right? They spend $300 million for this renovation at First Bank Stadium. $300 million. All right, Mizzou did the same thing. They're sitting here at 250 million. This is millions, guys. Look at all that damn money. Do you know how much Kirby Smart's going to make in his 10-year contract? 130 million. The best coach in the country right now. A fraction, a third of what they spent on that damn stadium. Here's some of the other coaches. Kirby Smart, 13.2 million, down to Dan Lanning, 10.9, Brian Kelly, 10 million, Sarkisian, 10.6. I say all that to say this. Don't get me wrong. I think the Coliseum is going to be absolutely gorgeous, right? But who gives a shit? I mean, do you really care? I will sit on concrete if it meant we were hoisting national championship trophies. You know what I'm saying? I would stand for the entire freaking game if my guy out there was going to win a Heisman at the end of the year because we went 11-1, 12-0. You know what I'm saying? $300 million. I don't understand that. I'm sure there's some tax write-off, some bullshit that they're going to feed me, but I don't understand that. Why make an investment on a stadium, on facilities? Who cares? These kids don't care anymore. It used to be a facility race. Oh, they got this down here. They got this. I mean, Texas just rolled out a beautiful indoor facility and locker room. It's gorgeous, man. I can't believe it. But at the end of the day, the kids would rather have the money. They'd rather have success. They'd rather be joining a team that's being successful. So I say all that to say this. Can coach be at Vanderbilt? Absolutely. They got the money. But stop spending it on shit that people don't care about. You have success, the stadium will have success. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, golly, what a damn hire that would be for Vanderbilt. You talk about out of nowhere. Nashville's a fun place to be. Nobody's going to Athens for a long weekend. You know what I'm saying? Nobody's taking their family to Oxford, Mississippi for a vacation. You know what? They're going to Nashville. You've got the surrounding areas. It still blows my mind that this program has not figured that out. Let me run Vanderbilt. I'm going to hire me a damn football coach. You're going to sit on concrete, but by God, we're going to win some football games. But, all right, I digress. Let's go on up the list. Let's go number 9, Ole Miss. Could it happen? I think the reason I have it higher, obviously, Lane Kiffin's going to be on a lot of short list. I could definitely see it being possible, but, I mean, if Lane Kiffin left for some reason, I think Ole Miss would be a little bit desperate. Not desperate. I shouldn't say that. But, you know, when you have nice things, you're used to nice things, and then you lose nice things, you want those nice things back. And I feel like this would be a perfect hire for Ole Miss if, for some reason, Lane Kiffin was not there. I'm not saying Lane Kiffin could probably be there for the next 20 years. I'm just saying if it happened. Now, a coach that – this is kind of a – I don't know if Gruden would go kind of scenario, right? Mississippi State, it'd be fun. It makes sense. But, and they would hire him. Godly, they'd hire him in a heartbeat. In fact, as soon as he quit this little meeting down there in Georgia, you better damn believe there was somebody from Mississippi State giving old Gruden's camp a call saying, are you serious about this? Because, I mean, we got cowbells. And I think the fans would absolutely love this hire. They've known to have done splash hires. I mean, let's look at the Pirate. Pirate was always on the fringe of coming into the SEC, but nobody took a chance. You know who took a chance? Mississippi State. You better damn believe if no other SEC program gives Coach Gruden a call, this is one that will. And, yeah, Lebby, beautiful story. Love to see it work, but let's be honest. Lebby, Gruden, come on. Now, this one I hated seeing, but it makes sense, so I'm going to bring it up. Cousin Lou brought this one up. Venables gets fired. Hopples takes OU job. Gruden to Tennessee. Bookmark this. Cousin Collis said the same thing. Not possible. Josh Hopple will be our next coach to Oklahoma, which would leave Tennessee at the number 7 spot. Now, I chose the sad face because there was a time, right? The groomers originally started in Knoxville, Tennessee. He's here. I see him up here probably at Tennessee Legend Distillery this weekend. He's floating around the area. His wife's from here. She's alum at Tennessee. You know, we've thought we spotted him at the Calhoun's Barbecue. So if something ever happened to Josh Heupel and John Gruden doesn't have a job, I could definitely see this happening. However, I do not see Josh Heupel leaving. You know who eventually will leave? Coach Stoops, Kentucky. Now, this one, again, similar to a Mississippi State, I feel like would absolutely happen. I don't know if they'd reach out, though. You know, I mean, hell, I don't know if they'd ever fire Coach Stoops if they can afford it. But it is an interesting one for me. But Arkansas was by far, without the doubt, the most number one. Like, when I sent this out there, Cousins, this is where they took it. Like bait here. Arkansas, easy. The fan base is starving. Calipari and Gruden on the same campus as Cousin Chet. Cousin Macho with the Coach Gruden mock-up here. Yes, I think it would be perfect if they landed in Arkansas. Now, again, a lot of things have to happen, but Arkansas is one of those that will flirt with kind of those fringe coaches, the ones, and I say fringe, I say coaches with baggage, right? I think they would argue, I mean, I've heard, what's his name? It'll come to it. Malzahn. I've heard Malzahn. I've heard Deion Sanders when he originally was getting into it. Lane Kiffin. You know, Lane Kiffin could be in Arkansas right now. They didn't pull the trigger, and I feel like because you didn't, you missed out. So if they can get John Gruden, golly, what a damn hire that would be. You know who probably will need a coach next year if they don't have success this season is Coach Kelly. Give me LSU. If you were to ask me where John Gruden is going to go, if John Gruden had a list of three or four teams, LSU's probably at the top of that damn list, right? LSU Tigers would be an awesome hire for John Gruden. I think the fans would get behind this. I don't think it's the number one answer, you know, because you'd look at teams like Florida, like Cousin Mike says here, Florida, Gruden lives by. I think he'd look good in the Swamp. Obviously has success down there in Tampa. Wouldn't be tough for him to drive on up a little bit further and have success in Gainesville. I thought Oklahoma would be a really good hire. The fans are kind of torn. It's funny to me. I put this out there. Half of them were like, hell yeah, let's roll. And the other half were like, there is no shot in hell we'd have this guy on our campus, which, I mean, wouldn't you? Wouldn't you, though? I mean, if I told you that you had it, like, going into this season, not this season, I should – let's say going into next off season, and or let's go back. Let's go back because we don't know what this year is going to hold. But let's go back to 2024, and we just finished a terrible football season, right? Yeah, you had a couple of kids hit the portal, and they said, "Hey guys, you've got a choice. We can keep rolling with Brent, or we can go out here and we can get John Gruden." You telling me right now, deep down inside, you wouldn't say, hey, let's try it. Hell yeah, you would. You lying yourself. Number one, this one's an easy one, Auburn. I mean, they took a chance with Hugh Freeze. Why would they not take a chance? They got the money. This is the one that if I were picking a list, probably going to be. But that's it. Coach Gruden, does he come back? I don't know. He should. Probably. Will he? Probably not. He's having a great time up there at Barstool. He's making money. His wife's got him doing all these little camping trips and hiking trails and everything like that. So I don't see it happening, but I do see my time is up. So I got to get out of here, but I appreciate everybody making a show this morning. Let's see, everybody getting... Sorry, I'm terrible at doing both of these comments and of course, my job here. But I do want to say this. I appreciate everybody that made it. I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful Monday. And, guys, I will see y'all Wednesday. Mike and Smart Guy will be on tonight. We'll take the day off. Going to go do a little golfing over here in South Carolina. Look at this. Terrible traffic, interstate traffic. It's so tough to get there, but, man, it's worth it if you do. All right, I'll see y'all Wednesday. Bye-bye. Go Vols.
Hey, buddy, this beer's for you, Mike, and Cousin Shane. That SEC podcast loves the pirate, and the pirate loves that SEC podcast. Hail State.